I'm hoping that actually we've got a television report this morning, and we have Nikki, our intrepid reporter. Right, now then, let's find out what Nikki's been doing this morning.
Good morning. Hello. I'm Nikki Boardman from Jerusalem's WAKY TV. Pause for you to spell that. And welcome to my news round. I'm here following up on the latest controversial story about Jesus Bar Joseph, the controversial yet popular preacher and miracle worker from the northern town of Nazareth. Following his recent state execution for sedition and blasphemy, there have been all sorts of rumours about his coming back to life. Then a whole bunch of his closest followers have disappeared up to Galilee for the weekend, and the rumour is that they were going to meet him. I'm waiting here because they're due back any minute. I think this is them coming now. Hello, Nikki Boardman, investigative reporter. Is it true you went up to Galilee to meet with Jesus?
Yes, we had seen a bit of our friend Jesus after he came back from the dead, but he told us to meet him in Galilee, so we've just been in for a couple of days.
And did you see him?
Yes.
On top of a great mountain. Typical. Though I know he often liked to pray up a mountain, but he could have thought a bit about those of us who are older to climb all that way up.
But it was great to see our friend Jesus again.
Well, it did look a bit like him, but he looked a bit different to me in some ways. This new Jesus, sort of spruced up, brighter individual.
That's because he can now reveal himself as the true Messiah, God's Son. He proved it by coming back again. Now we know he's God's Son. Nearly all of us bowed down and just worshipped him. We talked about the future too, and he told us what we should now do.
Aye, some great ideas. I mean, I've got some good stories about Jesus that I could tell. I don't mind sharing them with folk, but I don't think much about dragging them off to the river for a wash or preaching in every village square.
So, he gave you things you were to do, did he?
Yeah. He said, was we were where to go and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we were to teach them to follow Jesus and obey what he's told us.
What he actually said was, go into all the world and do that. That's what I found hard. I mean, how does he expect us to do that? Some of us have neglected our fishing business for too long as it is.
Yes, I know he keeps on about this Holy Spirit coming, but I think it all sounds a bit too much like hard work to me.
I know, but he is our friend, and he's never let us down before.
I'm sure it'll be okay, though. I can't forget his final words.
Surely I am with you always to the end of time.
Well, what a twist to this seemingly never-ending story. Nikki Boardman, WAKY TV, Jerusalem, handing you back to the studio. Thank you.
Well, after the live report, what we need, I think, is a bit of commentary.
WAKY TV, very grateful. Yes, we started the service thinking about disappointing presents, the missing batteries, the piece of the puzzle which you needed which wasn't in the box. I have a couple of my own. The first one, this is one of my kids actually, was given a CD computer game to play on the computer, but it didn't work on our computer. If anyone had one like that, it's so frustrating, and my heart went out to them. I had one when I was a kid, which was, there was a board game I really wanted, and I was given it, and no one would play it with me. So I've never played this actually. But I don't want to be too down, because Christmas is a wonderful time. And I've had some brilliant gifts over the years, but they've hardly changed my life. That new pullover I got was great, but it hasn't made that much difference once the Christmas season has come to an end. Now, the sense we've got in our Bible reading, which was right at the end of Matthew's Gospel. In other words, for the disciples, and we had three of them up here just now, the point was, it was after all you would have thought the exciting things had happened. They'd seen Jesus' teaching, they'd seen his life, they'd seen his miracles, they'd seen his death as he crucified, and they'd seen him rise again. And my goodness, all these things were happening, and now he was going back to his Father in heaven. But think of it from the disciples' point of view. They had all these exciting things, and it felt like it was all going to be over now. Is that a tiny bit like Christmas, where for 2 or 3 weeks we have a sort of slightly mad world of running around, sending cards, getting presents, seeing people, this, that and the other, and then come the end of December, it all goes back to normal? Have you ever had that feeling? And you've got to get back to the jobs you needed to do, and you've got to get back to the so-called real world. I wonder if the disciples thought that. Now Jesus is going, it's going to be back to ordinary. But do you remember what Jesus said at the end? We had it in the speakers. I will be with you and continue to be with you until the end of the age. Jesus was not going. It wasn't the end of the season. He was going to carry on to be with them. The disciples were probably thinking, we thought we were going to lose him. And now he tells them, we will be with you forever. So unlike that present, which was a bit disappointing, and probably we've all had one in different ways, this verse tells us the present of Jesus is the best present we could ever receive. We're never going to lose him. He's never going to go out of fashion. He's never going to decide to go away. He's going to stay with us, in the words of the song, through it all, whether the good or the bad. I had a little poem, which, funnily enough, I heard just the other day. It was actually in our life group. And it talks about the Christmas season, but it talks about the fact that Jesus is going to stay with us, not only in the Christmas season, but through it and beyond it. When the night is deep with the sense of Christmas, and expectancy hangs heavy on every breath, behold, Jesus says, I stand at the door and knock. When the floor is knee-deep in discarded wrapping paper and the new books are open at page one and the new toys are already broken, behold, I stand at the door and knock. When the family is squashed elbow to elbow around the table and the furious rush for food is over and the only word that can describe the feeling is full, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And when Christmas is over and the television is silent for the first time in 2 days, and who sent which card to whom is forgotten till next year, behold, I stand at the door. And when the nation has finished celebrating Christmas without Christ, a birthday without a birth, the coming of a kingdom without a king, and when I am forgotten, despised, rejected, crucified, behold, I stand. Jesus will be with you. Not only in the season we're about to celebrate, but through it and beyond it. I wonder if you've ever had that feeling that God's been with you for a season, but somehow it's over now. You look back to maybe a time where you felt very close to God. There was real growth, exciting things. There were particular jobs to do, maybe very special friends you had. But now for some reason that's past. Well, although some of those feelings have gone, the wonderful thing is that Jesus hasn't. He's with you now. Whatever you're facing, and will be with you, whether it's good or bad, he will be with you until the end of the earth. And so just as with the disciples, as it turned out, that was not to be the end. So he's going to be with you always and forever.